Hey there, Morton. How you doing?
Hey there, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, things are good. How are things in California?
It's good. It's sunny.
Sunny. Well, I could see that. It's right on you. Nice. Have you,
Well, I'm dry.
Hey, Morton, you're an MVP. How long have you been an MVP now?
It'll be 5 years now.
That's a long time. You're a Windows platform?
Yes, I started with the good old Silverlight and moved into Windows.
Nice. What are you working on right now?
For work?
Yeah.
Or for work, I work on some map controls for 2D and 3D mapping. And in my spare time, I do a lot of home automation. And it's
Home
kind of
automation?
home
Yeah.
automation.
I happen to know you've got some cool home automation demos pinned up, and I was hoping you'd share one with me.
Sure. So I really have an old house, and I want to try and make it all be a little smarter. I have not very good insulation in this old house, so trying to optimize everything with air conditioning and swamp coolers and whole house fans, and one
Yeah.
is more efficient than what, depending on outside, inside temperature, humidity. That kind of got me going, like, I need like a really advanced rule and a bunch of things to figure out. So
Okay.
that's how the whole thing started. And while I'm not there yet, I'm building all the components. And what was immediately clear was, well, there are so many standards, no one agrees on anything, and which one should I pick? And I quickly realized there's really not one good standard. They
Ah.
all have their strengths and weaknesses, so I want to use them all and I want to abstract them away. And I had started that until I heard about AllJoin, which is now built into Windows 10.
Yeah.
It actually has part of that for the whole abstraction of the multiple devices. So actually, I have behind me, I have a, right around there, I have a
Yeah.
Lightning bulb. This is a Wi-Fi bulb. It has AllJoin built in, so I can, over Wi-Fi, I can talk straight to it. And that's great. But on the other side there, I have a little Philips Hue light bulb, and it uses a completely different standard. It uses Zigbee. It's super low power. I actually have this little cool switch here that has no battery in it. It's powered solely from my button press.
Oh
That's
my
how low power
gosh,
that
that is
standard is.
incredible.
That is really cool. So I can turn it on and off with that. But I can't really just use Wi-Fi to talk. It doesn't run AllJoin. It has a little bridge that's connected to the Ethernet, so I can talk through that, but it uses their own proprietary standard there. So one of the things I wanted to do was actually, like, can I abstract this away? And this is where AllJoin has this thing called device service bridges. So let me just share my screen real quick here.
Yeah,
I'll
yeah.
show you what I have.
So with the LifeX there on your right, that you don't need anything. You just plug that in, and it attaches to your Wi-Fi network.
Yes.
No hub needed, basically. How do you get it to attach to your Wi-Fi network? How does it know your password?
Well, you use AllJoin, of course. So AllJoin
Okay.
has an, yeah, I know. It has an onboarding API as well. So you basically connect to its own little access point, and you can use the AllJoin API. There's actually a sample on in the IoT samples that shows how to onboard it. You can use, I actually use that to onboard my bulbs. Or you can, of course, use LifeX's own app to do the same thing.
Okay.
So do you see my screen here?
I sure can.
Yeah. So this is actually some of the devices I have right now. I'm using Microsoft's own IoT Explorer. It basically finds all the devices on my network right now.
Okay.
And you actually see my LifeX bulb here. I can go in and just browse it and find the lamp state. I can flip the true state on the
Yep,
light and then
I saw
turn
it
on
turn
the
red,
lighting.
yeah.
Yeah, turn it off again. That's all cool. You don't see my Philips Hue bulb here.
No, I don't see your Philips Hue bulb. That's right.
Don't see my Philips Hue bulb. So I have this Philips Hue DSB. It's a device service bridge. I'm just going to, like, hit run, and it's actually going to run the app over on my Raspberry Pi as a service. A little background task. There's no UI, so it's long time, long running. Set as a startup task, so if it were to crash, of course it doesn't, you know, but if it does, it just automatically restarts. When you restart the Raspberry, it automatically starts up. So it just deployed and running, and
Okay.
hopefully in a second, let's see. Takes a while. See, there it is, my DSB. Right now, I've been searching for the Philips Hue bridge that's connected into the Ethernet.
So
It takes a
it's
few
showing up
seconds.
there, but it's not actually your Philips Hue light, is it? That's the Raspberry
No.
Pi showing up as if it's an
That's the
AllJoin
service.
device.
Yeah, that's the service on the Raspberry that actually does the device service bridge. It's not. It I was going out and search for all the bridges on my network. Sometimes it takes a little longer than others. Let me just force a refresh. Sometimes that.
Now, you only need one Raspberry Pi to handle all of your Hue lights that you have?
Yes,
Yeah.
and I so actually it also runs a Z-Wave bridge,
Okay.
So some of these you see here, they have a little weird name, but they're actually my CWay bridge that you see right here. And it actually comes out of the box with IoT core. It's built in. You just have to plug in a CWave adapter. So I can remote control my CWave lights as well, or buttons. Here I have my power meter, which uses a Zigbee. I can actually see right now, real time, my current house usage is this 0.7 kilowatt hours. It actually updates. If you keep an eye on it, it should change as things turn on and off. So it just changed a little bit. So it's actually my current usage. It's reading straight off of the power meter, which is the smart meter. Again, it uses a different standard. I'm just bridging it with AllJoin. Not sure why my... It's always a good demo when things is not working.
Well, it's good for the rest of us to know that you're mortal.
Yeah, I know. I hate to say it, but it might be true.
If I was going to go out and buy a light bulb today, and as a developer, I really wanted to engage it, what's the best light bulb right now? The LifeX bulb?
I think it depends. Like, you have... The nice thing about LifeX is, like, it's easy to just... It just connects right to your Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And it's really bright. But the Philips Hue bulbs are these super low-power. You can do these low-power switches. It's really hard to do a battery-driven Wi-Fi switch for your switch. You have to pull your phone out to turn it on and off, which is a little annoying. But you can start bridging Z-Wave or Zigbee buttons to your LifeX bulb using all this stuff. But you actually see my Philips Hue bulb just came up. I have two bedroom lights. I have my office light here.
Yeah, I see them.
Again. I should now be able to go in and turn the other one on.
I see it. It's kind of a purple.
Right. And here is my little light switch app that actually shows these out. I can turn these on and off.
Nice.
Change the brightness. And
so without that bridge that you put on the Raspberry Pi, you wouldn't be able to interact with those at all.
Right. So actually, what I'm have some little bit of code here that is just simple on. I grab my light state interface. I get the on-off property and I set it true or false. That's really all the code I do. And I don't really care if it's a LifeX bulb or a Philips Hue bulb or whatever else I've bridged. It will actually find all the bulbs and they'll work with the same code. So I don't have to write specific code for each of them.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Because they're all abstracted up to look like they're the same.
All right. See, the LifeX bulb came up a little later, but it just kind of discovers them on the bridge, and I can start changing the colors on these.
That is so responsive. It's so fast.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now this actually enables me to, like, buy the bulb that's the best on the market today. Right? So I don't have to say, well, I'm just going to do all Philips Hue, and there's this new cool bulb that just came up, uses much better light, much better... responsiveness or much better low power thing. I can't say I can't, or I'm not in the stock market, I can't use this.
Yeah,
I can
just
create a bridge for it, or maybe someone already created a bridge for it, and I can just use the cheapest, best, whatever it is, and I can avoid this whole provider lock-in.
Yeah, that's nice. So my earlier question of, hey, which light bulb is the best light bulb, because of this bridge, it kind of doesn't matter. It's just whichever one is the cheapest and looks the best.
Right. Actually, LifeX has an app. I'm just going to pull it over here. It shows my little LifeX bulb here, but if I actually enable AllJoin in this thing, LifeX own app can actually turn.
Oh, nice.
Bulb on. So that also works.
It already has the bridge inside it somehow. Oh, no, it's seeing your Raspberry Pi. It's seeing your Raspberry Pi.
It doesn't know this is a Philips Hue bulb. And that's the beauty of it. Because we abstract away all the different protocols and just decide to go on AllJoin, it just works.
Works.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me. I want to get started with this. I want to make sure that I can get my Hue lights to work. Where do I get information about the bridge?
The bridge is actually on the Microsoft IoT samples.
Okay.
They have a whole bunch of these. There's a bunch of AllJoin documentation. They have on Channel 9. There's actually videos where they talk about how to do it. If you want to do a little more. If you don't have a bulb and you want to write some code, I actually have an app in the store that's called the AllJoin Device Simulator. I have it here on the phone, and I'm actually just going to launch it. You can run on a phone, device doesn't really matter. And I'm going to put my little light switch here. I'm going to say create a new bulb, and I'm saying I'm going to support colors and dimming. And I say okay. With a little luck, it shows up over here.
Awesome. And so it's not a real bulb, but this is so you can try it without having to go buy one.
I know. It's like a device service bridge for some of the pixels on your screen, when you think of it.
Yeah, that's right.
And I can add more, so I can start testing on introducing tests for a bunch of bulbs, and I can change the colors on these. So really, when you think about it, what I just did is actually app-to-app communication. So I can use Aldrin for one app to talk to another app. It doesn't have to be IoT. It actually supports that, too. So if you just need to have apps talk together on the same network, you can use Aldrin for that as well. And it doesn't have to follow any of the standard, like in this lighting service standard. You can write your own. And that's
all that matters, right? It only has to be on the same Wi-Fi. As long as you're on the same Wi-Fi network, you're good to go.
Yeah.
You can all join everything. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have another thing here. I have a little music player behind me. Searching says now there's one connected player, so I can hit play. And the music starts. You can turn the volume up and down. And again, this is all joining. You'll actually see it on my T Explorer here. Just go back out. There's a little thing called gramophone.
Yeah, I see it.
Same thing here. So really all I'm calling here is I'm calling the resume. We're starting the music. Of course, pause. And I can stop the music. Or I can start setting playlists up. And you can have multiple of these players, and you can just play them at the same time, and you can things start playing in sync. And there are several players out there that use the same standard. So you have to write one app just to remote control the house, the music in your entire house.
So the takeaway here is make everything all join.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's already supported in Windows 10. Why not? And it's perfect. You're proving it right now. You can bridge it over like that. You have a house full of Hue lights. You only need one Raspberry Pi or one device that's going to bridge it over to you, right?
And you can run many, many, many bridges on there for all the different protocols. Right? And that's basically, I have a Raspberry Pi that runs all that. And you can run another service that does all the rules. Like, say, when you arrive at home, turn the lights on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because then you need, like, motion detectors or something like that, too. Or you could use proximity on your phone as soon as you come inside a circle.
Working on that right now. I have a Geofence device that basically automatically triggers whether you're home or not.
Ah, brilliant. That's what you need. And then based on the time of day, it'll turn the lights on or off. I love it. Or off is the best part, right? You can leave the house and not run around the house shutting everything off.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant. All right, well, cool, Morten. This is neat stuff. Home automation is a big deal, and you make it look so simple.
It is simple.
It is. That's the reason you make it look so simple, is because it is simple. Hey, thanks for showing me this.
You're welcome, man.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Do you have a demo that you'd like to share? Send a note to Demo of the Day. That's DOTD @Microsoft.com.